Mike Forster, hands off HRI. Saturday the 4th of March will go down in history as the day Britain said no to NHS funding cuts and closures. Some estimates put the numbers at an incredible 250,000. This is on a par with the anti-poll tax demos, which helped to force Thatcher out. It could spell the beginning of the end of the Tories, if we build on this momentum. The crowds came from all quarters of the country, and flooded to the Stock Square for the opening rally. From the stage it was obvious we were completely swamped by the sheer numbers which continued to swell all day long. The march snaked back the whole 1 mile route from Euston to Parliament Square. And all of this from an idea, which only took root towards the end of October. When our campaign from Huddersfield met with the Lewisham activists outside the Department of Health following our much smaller gathering of 300 to hand in petitions, we developed the idea of a national demonstration. This was taken up by Health Campaigns Together, HCT, although not without some hesitation. Previous demos had not met with a big response, but this time the entire climate has changed. A small group of us have been meeting to plan and organize the event. On a shoestring budget, we have proved people will respond to protests and action. The mood was dynamic, buoyant and electric. They came from all corners of the country with banners and flags. The very clear message was, we will not let them take our NHS and we are going to fight for it. It's vital we kick on from here, and use this demonstration to map out a strategy for forcing the Tories back. HCT will be meeting very soon to organize the next steps, and will be reaching out to all health campaigns to get organized and maintain the energy. Socialist Party members will be demanding as immediate steps for the Tuck and Labour Party to urgently name the day to organize a second bigger demo for coordinated strike action by health and other trade unions to stop cuts and closures and win a decent pay rise for every local authority to refuse to sign up to Tory SDP plans to cut budgets by a further £22 billion for coordinated regional protests in every SDP area, to highlight the impact of the cuts and a hot summer of action to keep up the pressure. Start by turning International Workers' Day, May Day, into a day of protest in defense of the NHS.